Great.
Yeah.
We've played Chinnery's twice this year.
I want to say once, but I'm happy to say twice.
One sounds more accurate, but that was good. That was still a really good show.
Yeah, always like Chinnery's.
Yeah, because that was it Copen, Divided Kingdom, Dicor.
Yes, Dicor.
Yeah.
Excellent band.
Excellent band. I think I've seen them. Yeah, I've seen them a few times after that. Great. Well,
Camden, obviously, we've played Fiddler's...
Oh, we've played Fiddler's Elbow. We played the Fiddler's Elbow quite recently for an all-dayer, and that was really cool. We're playing... one of the bands we're playing with again, Open Sight, who we've played with at the all-dayer. But, so there's a story with the Fiddler's Elbow. So that week, because it was easier for me to drive there than everyone else... so I had everyone's equipment in the car. So, okay, cool. So gig finishes. We will get our stuff back in the car. Cool. Takes about a week to get everyone's stuff, give everyone their stuff back one by one. And then by the Friday, I'm like, wait, where's my guitar? Where's my solo guitar? So I'm looking there. I'm like, oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, dear. Oh, jeez. So I'm running around like, did I leave it at the Fiddler's Elbow? Oh dear. Luckily I was going to London that day anyway to go see Fear Factory, and luckily I could park there and so on. Couldn't get a hold of the pub, couldn't get a hold of the promoter or anything. I go in and I ask, is my guitar still here? So, check in the green room. Yeah, it's still there. I'm like, wow,
phew,
that should have been nicked. Like, I am so lucky, especially now that like my Facebook feed is completely filled with, oh, someone's broken into my van and stolen all my gear. Like, I mean, that's too easy. I think that's what happened. I think it was too easy to steal it. So you know what? No. I'm just not getting anything. Like, I'm not getting a tingle out of this.
This is why it's always important to practice every single day, and then that way you know that you've got your instrument. Because I had a band. I was once as live sound engineer. I think you might have appeared a couple of times.
You
might have been around. I had a metal band come in. They started setting up. They were convinced that someone had nicked their cymbals. And we went through the CCTV in the end to have a look, because I was so sure that no one could possibly have run onto the stage, nicked their cymbal bag and run out without me spotting it. We looked through the CCTV and we could see the drummer coming in with all his stuff, realised, no, those cymbals were not in. He realises he's left them in London on the last gig.
Yikes!
He had to drive back. Luckily, if memory serves, again, they were still there. Musicians are just, the bond with musicians is so strong that we look at a piece of equipment and we go, that's worth thousands. We'll leave it there because someone will be back for it.
So, yes, those of you who have musical instruments at home, remember, a wise man learns from the mistakes of others before his own. Excellent. Well, I'm blooming glad that you've still got your guitar, Danny.
Oh, so am I.
And with that, and be making sure that you keep that you're keeping track of it. Where are you going to be playing next?
So now you see, that's why I've got it on the mobile telephone. So there's two gigs that we're playing in December. So.
One's in Essex this
one
time.
One is in Essex.
One's in Essex. We're trying Essex again.
Yes, so yes. You can get advance tickets. Do remember, for any show that you are thinking of going to, decide very quickly, buy the advance tickets, because it helps the band, the promoter, the venue, and so on. End of the day, if you don't use it, you lose it. So, our Southend gig, yes, it is at Southend on Sea, at the 21... It is held by Cult 13, and we'll be playing with We Punch Tigers and Two Penny Bunters. Now, on the door tickets are £10, but if you get them online, it's £6.66.
Ooh. Perfect.
Perfect for Cult 13.
Exactly. Doors open at 7:30. It's at the 21 venue, which is just under the bridge in Southend. to the pier. It's right by the seafront. So, and the other gig is at the New Crossing in London with After Reason, All Alone Alaska, and Via Torem. I really hope I pronounced that correctly. But, yeah, tickets are £7 advance, and doors open at 6 p.m. I forgot to give the dates for them. Haha. The Southend gig, 7th of December. The London gig, 19th of December. If you follow us on our social media, so Perilla UK or Perilla Band, all of those dates are there.
Excellent. Good stuff. I think the 7th is a Friday.
The 7th is a Thursday.
It's a Thursday, and I think I think the 19th is a Tuesday.
That is right.
Righto. But it's also just before Christmas.
So treat yourself before you treat others.
and Perilla will get you into the festive mood.
Yeah.
Maybe you'll just throw in some like Christmas bells or something like that.
We'll warm you up with one of the new songs that has been unreleased but sounds splendid live.
And I'll bring some sort of jingle bells that I can I'll put some bells on my legs so that we can incorporate the Christmas theme into our music.
And if anyone is going to be able to incorporate that into their songs, it is you guys.
Thank you. Yeah.
Definitely. Let's listen to another musical choice next. What should we listen to next?
Should we reveal the cover?
Let's do the cover.
Yeah. The cover that we play live is Fear Factory, Edge Crusher.
Here it is.
Due to the graphic nature of this program, listener discretion is advised. Perception, chaotic case of conquering domination. Psychopath snapped by chains of imprisonment. A bludgeoning force that's undermining the government. Inflict strain upon destruction. Collapsing below my pressure. Inflict strain upon destruction. Collapsing below my pressure. Break of the edge, crusher. 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 The purest non-conformist, jaded, subhuman terrorist. From flesh to steel and blood to blade, I fight to exist. Arrival of justice, extreme rush of hatred. Survival in a twisted world where nothing is sacred. Inflict strain upon destruction. Collapsing below my pressure. Inflict strain upon destruction. Collapsing below my pressure. Break of the edge, crusher. 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 Break of the edge.
Fear Factory and Edge Crusher here on Curples on Phoenix FM, as chosen by my guests tonight, Danny and James from Perilla. And as you're saying, that's a track that you cover live.
Yeah, yeah. We've done
the backing track to that as well.
I did the backing track to that.
And the light setup for that.
And the light setup. Yeah, yeah. And the lights, yeah. Yeah, did it in band practice. Got it right first time with a very sort of simple demo sort of backing track. Everyone was happy with it. It felt good as a band to finally find a cover, because I think previously you'd tried a Nirvana cover without me.
We did Breed years ago.
Yeah.
That was a mental health thing. we did that for Mind, and we did like a video for that.
Yeah, I think we played that on the show a couple of times. Yeah,
I thought you meant mental health, as in like, you know, we weren't in a good place, and so we just sort of decided to try and find our own Nirvana.
We just couldn't. I think that's the one that we kind of all decided, oh, that'd be really cool to do, and it works thematically for that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So we thought that was really cool. We did Blind by Korn for a little while. But, yeah, I don't know why we've actually retired that one, but...
Maybe you'll have to bring it back.
Maybe.
Yeah, our new guitarist, when he joined, he had to buy a guitar with it. He thinks he had to buy a guitar with eight strings now.
Yeah, but because we didn't actually have songs with eight strings.
No, me neither.
Eight strings now. They just move
up. They do nine strings as well. Like, if you look at Doom soundtrack... Mick Gordon uses nine-string guitars. I think Animals as Leaders use nine strings too. But to be fair, Tobin is... Yeah, he's a monster on guitar.
Mm. I think you get 12-string ones now. It's just like you need an extra pair of arms to play them. Yeah, to get your full money's worth out of those.
Yeah, our guitarist, I don't think he'd mind us saying this. Like, so
he's got a 12-string.
He
just bought a 12-string. He bought a double-headed guitar.
No, he's bought like an 18-string guitar.
Was it 18?
I think so.
No, it's a 12-string with a 6-string.
Yeah, 12 with 6, 18.
Yeah, but he's got two heads.
He's bought. So instead of having, he's clearly run out of space with an 8-string guitar. He's like, oh, hang on a minute, my hand now doesn't reach over that. So he's now bought one of those dual necked guitars. So one of which is a 12, and the other part of it is a 6. So I'm arguing it's a 18 string.
So when we're covering Stairway to Heaven, never hate that song.
When you'd need a bloomin' long gig set to be able to cover that, I think yes, it would take up rather a lot of time.
It will take too long, and I think everyone will leave.
If a drum kit goes wrong, it's a good one to have as a backup, because it gives me time to set up a whole entire drum kit in the intro and first verse, I reckon.
Yeah, but I don't think I'll be able to stay awake to actually finish a song.
But yeah, so yeah, our new guitarist is just absolutely frantically exploring sonic possibilities for these instruments that just don't normally see the light of day. We don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing yet, but
it's a fantastic thing. As the house, because I think it's fair enough to refer to myself as the main producer of the group.
That's an interesting. No, I'm messing. No, it's going to open up more sonic possibilities for the next album or single releases that we do this one. So
there's things that Adam's already added to some of the songs. That's really cool. It's interesting what he adds, really, and it's good. Yeah. It's good, interesting.
And it's stretching, obviously having these instruments and these other sonic possibilities is only like when we were saying earlier, I can't remember if it's on air or off air, about different styles of drum kits and multi-layering things.
Yeah.
It only adds to the possibilities for the whole band. So it obviously is a good thing, but it's just going to mean we're going to need a bigger van.
Righto. Well, good luck with that. And we have, I think, one more musical selection, and it is a bit of Rammstein. So tell us about this particular track, Der Meister.
Der Meister. That was Chris's choice, funnily enough, because Chris loves the first Rammstein album. I actually quite like the latest ones, but...
He's also German, isn't he?
Yeah, but I'm Swiss German, so it's like, I mean, he calls me a fake German all the time, which is wrong. But
yes, and rather rude.
But that's the thing, like, me and Chris are very... I don't understand why we don't argue more. Because I'm very... Like, our tastes are so different. Like, opposite. Like, we're thrash metal, he's Megadeth, I'm Metallica. Black metal, he's Burzum, I'm Mayhem. Rammstein, again, he likes the really early stuff. I like the later stuff a lot more. So... there's a lot, yeah, there's a lot of things that I'm like, because when he first joined, I was like, we're going to argue all the time, aren't we? Like, we're just going to butt heads. But no, it's like, compliment each other really, really well.
Yeah, go for it.
I was just going to say, I think Rammstein in general for the band is a perfect perfect kind of idol of where we sort of see our sound.
Oh, 100%. I think there's greater complexity, like, in the actual songwriting. Because, and no offence to Rammstein and Capacity, a lot of their songs are quite simple and easy.
Hooky.
Yeah, very hooky. That,
yeah, yeah.
Well,
hooks. Yeah. Contains hooks.
Yeah, contains hooks. I was going to say hooky. So, you mean dodgy?
No.
Some of them are. But, I think it's clear that we take some inspiration from it.
Here it is.
Let's go.
That is the sound of Rammstein here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM and Der Meister. I'm probably mispronouncing that wrong, so I apologise to the entirety of Germany. Crashing on, it was the final selection of my guests tonight, Danny and James from Perilla. So, gents, remind us where people can find your music online.
Well, you can find us on Facebook, Instagram, X, formerly known as Twitter, but to be honest, barely post on that because, let's be honest, it's going the way of MySpace.
YouTube. That's where TikTok. I look for us.
You can find us on TikTok.
Hell yeah!
Do some dances with us. Come on. You can find us on Bands in Town, Songkick. You can find us on all the streaming services. On Spotify, you can also find all of our gigs on there as well. And on our website, perillamusic.com, sign up to our mailing list so you get the latest updates of everything Perilla that the algorithm of all the social media peeps will not let you see.
Indeed, and remember, Perilla is two R's and two L's.
That's right.
So, yes, do not use one R or one L, because goodness knows where you're going to end up. But, you know, we can't be held accountable for what you might find. And, well, remind us where people can next see you playing live as well.
At the 21 in Southend-on-Sea on the 7th of December. And at the New Cross Inn on the 19th of December.
Excellent. Good stuff. And finally, if you have any shout-outs, do make them known.
So, I'm going to say hello to Amanda and Evie, my wife and child.
Excellent. Yes, big shout-out to them.
Get in trouble if not.
I want to give a shout-out to my partner Sylvia, to all the guys in Perilla.
I was going to say, yeah, let's do that together.
Yeah, do that. Yeah.
Hi.
Hi. And I also want to thank the URM community for absolutely blasting my production game up to make this band sound as fabulous as everyone's going to see.
Excellent. Good stuff. Well, good luck with the gigs. Good luck with recording the new material. We'll very much look forward to hearing that when it's ready. And yes, it sounds like you've got lots in store before the end of the year, which is really, really good to see. I think we'll have plenty more stories to tell, and hopefully no more musical instruments will be lost along the way. The future very much starts here. Danny and James from Perilla, thank you very much.
Wow.
Thank you.
Across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.
Same. I hope you know my name.
FM.
Well, my mum's gonna hate me because I fell in love again. But I promise this one's different, famous laughter that I send. But mum, you've gotta listen. She's cold and got an accent. She speaks for Espanola and her eyes are mirror. She got that goddess type of face, the one you see on magazines. She's got that vintage type of beauty. She'll be the death of me. But I don't mind dying if hers the last face that I see. She's beautiful and kind and strong, kinda icy. And if I ever overstep, she'll put me in my place. When I'll treat her with just specs, that'll never be the case. I'll be with her for just a minute and then an hour's passed. She's got a really awesome body, shaped like an hourglass. And I love the way she laughs. She's a sexy senorita. Her nose is like a button. Well, mum, you've got me her. She mixes up the words when she speaks that Espanola. And she lights up the room just like a supernova. Oh, mum, you've got to listen, please, to roll in your eyes. I swear this one is different. Why would I ever lie? But damn, she's leaving soon. She wants to go to Europe. And if love is just a sickness, then I really don't want curing. Now know that this is all a lot, but mum, you won't believe this. When we went up to the bar, she even ordered Guinness. And I sound like a broken record. And mama, please don't hate me, cause God, I think I'm falling. But mama, can you blame me? Cause I love the way she laughs. She's a sexy senorita. Her nose is like a button. Oh, mum, you like you see on the TV. Wonderful thighs, I can see them next to me. Her hair smells great, I can't seem to let it go. I really think I love her, I think it's pheromone. She's got them beautiful eyes like you see on the TV. Wonderful thighs, I can see them next to me. Her hair smells great, I can't seem to let it go. I really think I love her, I think it's pheromone. She's got them beautiful eyes like you see on the TV. Wonderful thighs, I can see them next to me. Her hair smells great, I can't seem to let it go. I really think I love her, I think it's pheromone. She's got them beautiful eyes like you see on the TV. Wonderful thighs, I can see them next to me. Her hair smells great, I can't seem to let it go. I really think I love her, I think it's pheromone.
Speaks that as
You are with Curveballs on Phoenix FM. Many, many thanks to Danny and James from Perilla for joining me in the studio. PerillaMusic.com is the place to go to find out more on them. You just heard two bands in a row who are going to be performing gigs over the next couple of days. First up, you heard the Lucettas and Counting On Me. They are going to be playing tomorrow night at Hotbox in Chelmsford as part of the night hosted by Jar Records. It is a Hotbox fundraiser night, and the Lucettas will be supporting Groovy Psycho on that. And you just heard Fraser Morgan and Fell In Love Again. And he is going to be playing in Colchester this coming Friday. I had the listing somewhere. There it is. It's a single launch for that very song. And he's going to be there on Friday night. And just wait for the link to come up so I can tell you who else is going to be there. Fraser's band, The Great Catastrophes, we're playing a gig. There's also sets from Jackson Rivers and Jack Walsh and The Misfires. Moving along to the weekend, and you'll be able to see this lot playing live. We are All Fossils.
Nothing here of you to keep me warm, to help me through. 'Cause I don't know how I'm gonna do. 'Cause I'm on fire every time I'm with you. I'm on fire every time I'm with you. Stuck in my head all again. I don't mind if you don't too. Please don't escape or ever fade. 'Cause I don't know.
Phoenix FM.
The business of good times, they never come easy. I'm paying the price more than I can afford. The bags under my eyes are permanent fixtures. They shadow my face as I trade through the day. Wasn't it a good time over there? Not that I remember anything beyond every word you said. I don't think you're being awesome fair. Maybe I don't want to know why. Been playing possession, and man, it's a long shot to think. good time over there. Not that I remember anything beyond every word you said. I don't think you're being all too fair. Maybe I don't want to know why I always feel like the villain. Why I always feel like the villain.
Another two tracks in a row from bands who are out and about on the live scene at the weekend. First up, you heard We Are All Fossils and a track from them entitled Fire, a recent single of theirs. They are going to be playing this Saturday at Hotbox in Chelmsford as part of the latest MJ Sessions event. Armored Man also on the bill for that one. And the track you just heard was Alexander Valentine and Villain. Alexander Valentine have had a busy few weeks of gigs recently. I think they had two last week, and you can see them this coming Monday at the Cavendish Arms in London. So yes, if there's another gig coming up that you would like us to know about, email us radio@phoenixfm.com and we'll see if we can give it a mention before the end of the show. In the meantime, it is time for this week's round of Chill with Nick, and we kick it off with a bit of Lakey Inspired.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Thank you.
YM Lo-Fi, rounding off this week's round of Chill with Nick. So, you heard Lakey-inspired and 5-Minute Cool, followed by N Love and Azayaka with Lake Loop. Then it was Living Room and Flocalist with Unreal Dream, followed by J-Folk with Grey. Then it was Bonus Points with Sangria Sunset, and finally YM Lo-Fi with Serenity. That is it for Kerbals on Phoenix FM tonight. Thank you so, so much for joining us. And I'll be back next week when I will be joined by, for the first time ever, we're having our first ever poet on the show. He goes by the name of Simon Drake, and he's just released a new book. And yes, he's going to be in telling us all about that. I'm really looking forward to having him in. Maybe we'll get him to do some live freestyle poetry on the show as well. Either way, very much looking forward to it. In the meantime, many thanks to Danny and James from Perilla for joining us in the studio tonight. You can find more about Perilla at perillamusic.com. Remember, it's two R's and two L's. And yes, Darren Mutu is up next with Reggae Revival, and that's until Destination Dawn at midnight. We'll take you through to 7 a.m. when Mike Porter is back with The Breakfast Show. If you are interested in getting some music played on the show, then you can do so via the Phoenix FM website, phoenixfm.com. You can also find us on Facebook, facebook.com/curveballradio. And I am on all socials at Nickfield Media. So feel free to get in touch with us if you are interested in getting some airplay on the show. The last track that I'm going to play you tonight is, there's a story behind this one. It is by Carly Smallman, a stand-up comedian who I have been working with for the past 8 weeks, doing my first stand-up comedy routine. Of course, you'll know that I played a few comedy tracks on the show over the last few weeks. And I finally delivered it at the Backyard Comedy Club in Bethnal Green on Sunday to a crowd of 300 people. It was amazing. There will be more photos and videos coming up on my socials at Nickfield Media, so do stay tuned for that. And I wanted to play you a track by Carly entitled I Like Being Middle Class, and that rounds off tonight's round of Kerbals. Many thanks for tuning in. Darren is up next with Reggae Revival, and I bid you good night. Take it away, Carly.
I love being middle class, I love being middle class. Life for me is such a breeze because I'm middle class. I really like recycling and organic food to eat. I like when more middle class families moving on my streets. I like living in Beckenham, I'll own a Jeep one day. And now Obama's president, Americans are okay-ish. I like being middle class, I like talking posh and fast. Life for me is such a breeze because I'm middle class. I like men who play rugby, I like going on a cruise. I like bilingual children, I like Café Rouge. Marks and Spencer's meal deal is the perfect treat for me. I went to grammar school, I got 2-1 on my degree. It was in classical civilization. I like being middle class, isn't waitress just a blast? Life for me is such a breeze because I'm middle class. I wish I could speak Mandarin, I'd like that as a skill. When I go to concerts, I like standing still. I buy boots number 7, I've been to the ballet. When I have kids, I'll give them double barrel surnames. I like hosting dinner parties and listening to Sting. I like painting garden gnomes, I put herbs on my cooking. I spent my gap year helping apes in Borneo. And when my grandma dies, I'll inherit. I like being middle class, I like being middle class. Life for me is such a breeze because I'm middle class. And if you think that I am up my ass, you've probably appeared on Jeremy Kyle. So this won't have made you laugh.
Across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.